Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. One of the beautiful teachings of Islam that has been promoted by the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, not only has it been promoted, but the manner in which it needs to be done has also been told to us. How it should be done has also been told to us. What should be done has also been told to us. When it should be done has also been told to us. That's how important this act is. And in this tradition from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we can see that the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, stressed upon this because it creates a connection between the slave and his Lord, the servant and his Lord. That thing which is contingent with that which is necessary. The beloved and the beloved. Or the lover and the beloved, rather. So in this tradition from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he says that there is nothing more honorable. But now here the word akram can be beloved as well. You know, because it shows that there's nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants more. It's more honorable. He sees so much worth in it. This one act. That there is nothing that is available that is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Akrama ala Allah ta'ala. So here, akrama, you can take it to mean beloved, worthy. That's not important. The important thing is that you do it. There is nothing like that. Minat du'a. Du'a, supplication. Asking in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Putting yourself there with your Lord and asking and praying and seeking your needs. However, it must be important that dua, again, has levels and has certain, you know, objectives. For the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, we should try and follow them and make dua the actual objective. Unfortunately, for many of us, dua is not the object. It is the granting of the request that we make in the dua that is the object. And if we don't get it, sometimes we become angry. Why am I dua not getting it? No, this should not be the case. The fact that we are able to supplicate is something worthy of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we have been given this opportunity that at any time, in any place, obviously, as we mentioned, there are specifics that can be followed. But if not, doesn't matter. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the people, his servants, to supplicate towards him, to tell him his needs, to tell him their needs, and to seek a relationship between him, that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his servants. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of Ahl al-Dua, of the people of supplication, inshaAllah. By the right of Muhammad wa alihi alayhi salam, inshaAllah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد